The bear and a bear can
come off. Nobody recovers from that, do they? But I've had it a few times, to be fair, and he's a great lad. Great lad, and I had especially a good time with him as a player under me as a manager, and he deserves all the respect that that he gets.
What do you make of today?
Well, it was our last game of the season, and you could see I needed to just have a look at the lads, see which ones I think are first team material, which ones have got enough of a game to make sure that we're in the top few of the conference next year, you know, and that means that people have got to show that they've got that ability to affect a game at that level and go and win a game. You know, you've got to score 96 goals in the conference to go and get your promotion. So, of course, it's going to be a busy summer.
And what did you make of the performances today?
I thought it was okay. I thought there was a lot of, endeavour. I think, you know, we know we're bottom of the league, or second from bottom, I hope, are we? Yeah. We're second from bottom because that's where you deserve to be, and, you know, you need everything that goes with it. You need that quality that goes and scores a lot more goals than we scored this year, or the lads did, you know. So, and I've seen that in my last sort of seven games. But, so I don't want to go into it too much, but every game you learn something new about somebody, and the young lads have got a little bit more experience, if you like. I was able to give them the benefit of my judgment on them in that little 10-15 minutes in the dressing room, and hopefully they'll summer well and come back well prepared.
Is it a story of the season in a way, and particularly your seven games, that the biggest goal scorer has been the right back?
Well, yeah, he's the only one that scored, I think, in my regime. But that was a good goal. Both very similar, actually. Strikers are very important. I mean, I thought Harry was unlucky, actually. I thought he could have got a penalty. I thought that was a penalty. I don't think refs have been giving us the penalties that we've deserved, and I think that was another one. But anyway, we'll have to wait and see how they go and how they come back and what happens in pre-season and who I can bring in. And, you know, obviously it's going to need a pretty big change around. And that's what I'll do.
A season when the top league goal scorer has scored four league goals tells its own story, really.
Yeah, well, it does. But, I mean, that's recruitment, isn't it? You know, it's important to get the right players in, not just the goal scorers, but the ones that are going to make the goal as well. You know, it's not just the goal scorer, you've got to have midfield players and wingers that can make goals. And you've just got to find people that can affect a game, and that's what I think I can do.
You mentioned in the pre-match that a taste, you said, you know, if there was a possibility of doing something with Bristol City for West Burns, do you think that's a possibility?
Well, we'll have a look at everything. You know what I mean? I don't want to make them sort of decisions now, and there'll be a lot of players available out there, and we got to try and, you know, catch the early bird, as it were, and if we can get three or four in pretty quickly, then at least then we could start looking for others, you know. But things won't come out for a little while, because if I start mentioning names, except then, you know, if I mention a name, there'll be a lot of people, I think, suddenly get interested. So I've got to do me Clouseau bit and keep them, and, you know, just try and find players and get a commitment from them, albeit verbally.
Are you already clear on players who you want to bring to the club?
Some. Obviously, we've been doing our due diligence on a couple. I don't want to excite people yet and tell them I've got Wayne Rooney and Robin Van Persie. But they ain't answered me calls, actually. I can't believe they haven't. By the way, I'm not this small. Can you just tell these people that I'm on a next step down? Thank you. What was the question? Anyway, that's it. And is it a documentary or what?
The players you're trying to bring in. I mean, you talked about trying to do your business early. Is that important?
Yeah, I think it's important. But no one's going to sign early, because a lot of them are being paid by their old club. So the chairman's not going to thank me for, you know, bringing people in and start paying them in June, sort of thing. But from outside the club. But I'm looking forward to the summer. It's going to be a lot of work. And a lot of phone calls and a lot of people that were friends of mine calling in a few favours, maybe.
And does it help that you've been in the game so long and the contact book is probably pretty long?
Well, let's hope so, but we'll know, won't we, come this time next year.
Yeah, thank you very much.
No problem, thanks
Eric,
a lot.
The other thing is players going out and maybe the decisions you're going to make on this staff, when do you think that those
that'll be done on Monday and Tuesday. I've already made my decisions, but I'd like to tell them before I tell you.
Yeah.
And so Monday or Tuesday, everybody will know exactly where I stand, and where they stand.
Is that not just the 8 that are out of contract, but the 14 that are under contract as well?
Yeah,
telling them.
Yeah, whether they're required or not. Yeah. You know, I think it's only fair to tell them that if they're not in your plans, you've got to tell them. And then hopefully they'll be able to find somewhere that suits them. But, I've got to do that as well.
Have you given any sort of thought to how many players you want to be operating within the squad next year? It's obviously reduced budgets mean that you might not be able to run with as big a squad.
Well, maybe not. But, I mean, that's where you have to work the budget a little bit, you know. You've got to have the numbers, if you can, but not at the expense of two or three marquee players, maybe, that will be at the top end of your wage structure. If you've got players at the top end, you've got to have players at the bottom end that are on not much, if you like. You know, and that's how you work a budget. So you've got to have 20 players to see a season through and then get your loans when you need them.
How many would you say of that?
Well, you're really trying hard.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I've got to fill 6 months of copy.
Write big. Use bigger letters, yeah.
Just finally.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question after.
No problem, mate.
The six youth players that we used at some stage today, the academy graduates, the four that started and the two that came on.
Yeah.
At what stage do you think they are in their development? Are they going to be first team ready for next year?
I think they're at a normal stage. They're 18, 19 years of age. They haven't had many games. They're not experienced. We're giving them that little bit of experience. They've trained with us since I've been here anyway. And we'll assess it. We'll see how they summer. If they summer well and come back, then, you know, some of them would have a chance. But, you know, we've got to keep an eye on it. And, you know, as I say, some people come back in the summer men suddenly.
Yeah.
And really, that's how they've got to return.
Excellent. Thank you, Gary.
What? What about the target, Gary? What's that got to be?
The club's target is to get immediate, you know, promotion back to the league.
Yeah.
That's, that's what my chairman said. Cap out. And of course, I wouldn't have come here to be mid-table in the conference. Now, that might happen, but at least at the moment... No, that's right. Exactly. And there's some good teams. But every team that starts the conference are going to say that they want to get into the Football League. And, of course, that's what we need to do. We still need to do it quickly because we feel we're a Football League club.
We left you off the hook.